This is Colourful Radio. Colourful Radio.
Morning, Miss Houston.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right, Miss Houston. It's a pleasure. Thank you for taking the time out to come here on Colourful Radio.
Well, I'm happy to do so. It's nice to be able to cross the Atlantic by phone.
And the wonders of technology, eh?
Yes, it is. It's amazing.
And basically, we're here to sort of like talk. Hopefully, get a brief synopsis of your career, as well as you doing the 50th anniversary for Motown here in the UK.
Yes, it is. I'm looking forward to it. I was in and out of England so quickly a short time ago, but this would be nice. I'd be able to spend some days there, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, so are we. It promises to be a great show as well. And I mean, you're coming over here with other stablemates from the legendary Motown stable, Cherie Payne, Linda Lawrence of the Supremes, the Funk Brothers, Brenda Holloway and Chris Clark. Is it the first time that you guys have performed together, or do you know each other?
Well, you know what? I don't know if Brenda will remember this. She probably wouldn't. But my very first time of doing a really big show, like, I'm talking like, oh my God, back, long before Don't Leave Me This Way, it was my very first, it was before I even had a record deal.
Right.
I got this job, and Brenda Holloway was one of the stars of it, and I remember looking and watching and saw how together she was, and she had her music charts, and she had all this, and I didn't even know what music charts were at the time.
Right, okay.
So that was a long, long time ago, but yeah, and I think I may have done some things with Sherry, with Sherry and the Sounds of the Supremes. But we see each other, but we don't get to work that often.
Right, so it'll be the first time that you'll be jamming together, so to speak. Oh, that should be good then. Everything should be spontaneous and live then.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be great.
Okay, and we have to mention that you won a Grammy for Don't Leave Me This Way, the original version at Motown. So even though it's like 30 years later, I want to say congratulations. And
Well, thank you. Thank you. That's always always a pleasure to have someone, you know, bring it up and mention it, because even though I won the Grammy, I wasn't there the night that I won it, because I just felt that I couldn't, you know, I had been nominated before, and I just felt that I just cannot sit there and pretend to be happy when they give it to somebody else.
Right.
So I didn't go that night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which goes to show you got to believe in yourself, right? Well,
absolutely, most definitely, totally. And you signed to the legendary Motown Records label in 1970. I mean, what was that like to be working with such luminaries like, you know, Michael Jackson? Did you meet Michael Jackson, by the way?
Well, yes, when I signed with the Motown label, it's actually when they moved from Detroit to Los Angeles, out to California.
Mm-hmm.
The Jackson 5 were doing most of their recording was out there. So yes, I used to see them at the recording studios, and very nice family. And I used to bring my son sometimes with me who's around their age, and I used to bring him with me to the studios. And when he would get bored sitting in the studio with me, they would take him out to play basketball. So it was a very nice family. Yeah.
Yeah, and I did
some recordings on one of Jermaine's albums. I can't remember the title of it, but
okay.
Yeah, I do. I remember them very well.
All right, because songwriting is your thing as well. You've written songs for Patti LaBelle, amongst others, as well, haven't you?
I got to say, though, songwriting is not one of my better things.
No.
it's torture for me.
Okay.
It's so difficult because I'm so hard on myself, you know, trying to, because I admire people that can, you know, what I call songsmiths, that can just get out there and say something in a different way, you know, other than the sky's blue, you know, the sky's illuminating, or, you know what I mean? It's just, I have such respect for writers. I do.
I understand it. So it's easier to write songs for yourself rather than to write for other people then, yeah?
Well, I don't know. It's not easy for me either way.
Just depends on the vibes, doesn't it?
I'm just going to be very honest with you.
Yeah, I hear that. Well, honesty is the best policy, absolutely.
This is Colourful Radio. Colourful Radio.